UConn Quest teams continue to make their way to the race's finish in Whitehorse. But mushers and their dogs aren't the only athletes on the trail. As KUAC's Molly Reddig reports, an ultra cyclist from Fairbanks pedaled the 1,000-mile trail.
As fans gathered to cheer on dog mushers on Sunday, a surprising sight came down the trail. Jeff Oatley cruised into the Brayburn Lodge on his fat-tired bike ahead of all the mushers. He was wearing a black jacket, ski pants, and camouflage hunting boots. After cycling 900 miles, he sat down at the restaurant and ordered a massive burger.
I'm going to eat the whole thing, I think.
Oatley rode his bike from Fairbanks to Whitehorse on the UConn Quest Trail. He left a week ahead of the mushers and finished with the front runners Monday afternoon. The Fairbanks engineer has followed the quest for years and thought biking the trail would be a fun challenge.
I just like getting out and just kind of just living on a bike for a few days. Everything's real simple. You just ride and eat and rest and that's it. There's nothing else to do.
It's not his first 1,000-mile trip on two wheels. Oatley has biked the Iditarod Trail Invitational several times and won. He said the trip had been amazing so far, enhanced by great northern lights and lots of wildlife.
Coming up the Yukon, it was just me and like 10,000 wolves out there. I'm certain there was just wolf tracks everywhere.
In Brayburn, he opened a box of food that he'd mailed to himself ahead of time.
Good, I'm almost out of Cheez-Its. That's the one food I can eat the entire time, no matter what.
Oatley has been riding about 12 hours a day. He had a few brushes with trouble along the way. His bike chains were wearing out and his knee was bothering him. Plus, there was a moment of panic when he showed up in Canada, unannounced, and tried to cross the border.
They told me I was most likely going to be arrested and deported, and they ended up just giving me a 14-day visitor visa, but they were sure talking like they were going to arrest me for a while.
Another exciting moment was coming down Eagle Summit, a steep section of the Yukon Quest notorious for crashes and whiteout conditions. It was a nice day as he climbed the mountain off the Steese Highway, but when he got to the top, he realized why it instills fear in some mushers.
You drop off the backside of that, and it's like coming down a wall, and the steepest part of it, I don't even think I rode the steepest part.
As the biker crossed incredibly tough terrain day after day, he said he could sympathize with the mushers and their teams.
I'm just one tired dog.
On the Yukon Quest Trail in Whitehorse, I'm Molly Reddig.